A Bush administration task force is raising serious doubts about whether drugs imported from Canada and other countries can be made safe. The new session of Congress may decide to loosen restrictions on prescription drug imports. Even if it doesn't, policy analysts say there are plenty of other ways consumers can reduce their spending on medicines. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Despite its popularity, it's still technically illegal to buy prescription drugs from Canada or other countries, but there are plenty of legal ways to save money in the United States. Devin Herrick of the National Center for Policy Analysis says you can start by just picking up the phone.
Call around, ask some of your favorite pharmacies, how much do you charge for that drug? What people don't realize is that drugs vary widely from pharmacy to pharmacy in cost. And so, you know, if you're not smart shopping, you're in many cases literally just throwing money away.
The biggest problem, Herrick says, is that consumers just aren't used to shopping for drugs.
Every other area of our lives, we shop for bread, we shop for groceries, we shop for cars. But when it comes to drugs, we just go to the nearest pharmacy.
The National Center for Policy Analysis, which supports a freer market for health care, and Consumers Union, which supports a bigger role for government, don't agree on much. But Consumers Union's Gail Shearer says they do agree that saving money on drugs starts by talking to your doctor.
If doctors know that price matters to you, they'll work a little bit harder to find a drug that's both effective and affordable.
For example, she says you may be taking Nexium, a popular drug for heartburn and acid reflux disease, but there are cheaper alternatives that are equally effective.
There is an over-the-counter alternative, Prilosec, which used to be solely available as a prescription, but now it is available over-the-counter at a relatively low, affordable price.
One of the most important ways to save is by using a generic drug, a copy of the brand name medicine. And generics are much cheaper in the U.S. than in other countries. But cost is often the last thing that occurs to a doctor when he or she prescribes a drug. In fact, Devin Herrick says, often the doctor will seem to be saving a patient money by handing them a free sample.
Free samples are the expensive medications that drug companies wish to promote. So if your doctor hands you a prescription for a free sample of a given drug, it's probably a good point to say, thank you, I understand this is the latest, greatest drug that drug companies are trying to market, but can we also talk about what might not be sampled?
Like a generic. Herrick says a good example is Tenormin, one of the leading medications for high blood pressure.
You could easily spend, say, $1.40, $1.50 a day on Tenormin. It's a name brand drug. But yet, if you would ask your doctor about the generic equivalent, which is called Atenolol, you would save nearly 75% right there.
If there's no generic for the drug you're currently taking, there might be one for a similar drug. For example, the top-selling cholesterol drug Lipitor is still under patent, but some older drugs in that same class do have generics. And even if your doctor wants to keep you on the brand name medicine, Herrick says, you can still save money by buying in bulk, usually through the mail.
Because oftentimes, if you buy a 90-day supply, it only costs, say, 50% more than buying a 30-day supply.
And for drugs that can be safely split in half, you can save even more.
Some drugs you can buy in double strength for the same price as, you know, what you're currently taking, which would give you the opportunity to split that drug and save nearly 50%.
There's also a booming supply of websites that will suggest cheaper alternatives to drugs you're already taking or help compare prices. Consumers Union, which publishes the magazine Consumer Reports, has just launched a site that helps compare drugs on the basis of price and effectiveness, says Gail Shearer.
And in fact, we have identified what we call best buy drugs, which are both the most effective and safe drugs and the most affordable drugs.
The Consumer Reports website currently covers drugs to lower cholesterol, treat ulcers and acid reflux, and arthritis pain. Reports comparing antidepressants and high blood pressure medications are expected early next year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.